Hey guys, take a look at this. I'm right on the US border. According to Google Maps, I'm about 5 or 10 meters away from the US. I'm on a road called Sleepy Hollow Road. Sleepy Hollow Road, take a look at that car. I think that car is in the US and those buildings are in the US. Wow. Should I sneak into the US? Let's do it. I'm so scared. What if Trump catches me? I hope Trump doesn't kill me. Look at that. The USA. And over here, we have Canada. You know, the Canada-US border is the world's longest, unprotected, unguarded border in the world. Did you know that? There's no barriers, there's no fence, there's no wall, there's no army. It's just like this, just trees. Trees and grass, that's it. Should we go into the US? I don't know if I'm in the US yet. Look at that car right there. I'm pretty sure it's in the US. I think I'm in the US. That means I'm an illegal immigrant. I'm an illegal immigrant in the US. I better run back to Canada. I'm safe in Canada. Look at that. The USA. Can you believe it? I'm an illegal immigrant. I was an illegal immigrant for a few seconds. Back in Canada. Back in the land of freedom. I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast. And I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Wow, take a look at this area, guys. It's so green. I'm not sure if I've ever seen a place in Canada that is so green. I mean, it's obviously a forest, right? I mean, take a look at these nice trees. But like the forest floor is so green and lush. And take a look at these wild roses. They smell so great. This place is really cool. I think it's called Johnston Provincial Park here near Osoyoos. You see, look at this. Got my own campsite. Actually, I'm not camping here. I just stopped here just to check out this cool place. But it would be a nice place to go camping. I mean, check that out. You pitch your tent right there and just relax for like a week. So I just want to go for just a short walk here through these trees and show you this cool area. I mean, isn't this green? It's so lush and amazing. Hey, what is this? What's this white fluff? I don't know if that's like rabbit hair or from some other kind of animal. It's sort of weird. Anyway, check out this water pump here, guys. Look at that. We can pump our own water. Let's see if we can do it. Maybe I'm not very good at pumping. Come on, water. Oh, yeah, we got some water. Take a look at this. Wow, nice, fresh, crisp, cold water on my face. That's sort of cool, isn't it? You can just pump your own water right there. That's awesome. All right, let's go take a look at this sign over here. I think it gives some information about this place. All right, I found a sign. Let's see what it says here. Welcome to Johnstone Creek Park. Look at that. Oh, some information about the park. There's a nice map of the park here. Wow, Okanagan Lake. Hey, take a look at this. This is the Okanagan Valley, right? Here's Salmon Arm. Remember, we were in Sycamose, and we went down here to Vernon. And then from Vernon, we drove through here. Remember Peachland? Right about there, I think. And then we went down to Osoyoos. And now we are going across here like this. Wow, that's so cool. This area is just so beautiful. Hey, take a look at that. There's a bird's nest. I think there's some birds up there. Look at that. I'm gonna jump up on this rock here. Wow, look at that. There's some birds, some baby birds. Look at that nest. Wow. Have you ever seen a bird nest before with baby birds in it? That is amazing. That's so cool. Such cute little birds. Okay, let's see what this sign says here. Okay, it says, if we miss you, $18, please. Okay, so it costs $18 a night to go camping in this place. Let's see what this sign says. Okay, campsites are available on a first-come, first-serve basis. Okay, the fee is $18 per camping party. An attendant will collect the fee. Okay, so 1 to 4 persons. Hey, remember I taught you the difference between people, peoples, person, and persons, right? Here's a good example of this. 1 to 4 persons, 16 years of age or older. Okay, maximum 8. So that's what a camping party is, right? And it only costs $18. So you could come here with your family and enjoy this beautiful Johnstone Creek Provincial Park. Wow. If I had known about this place before, I might have gone camping here for a couple nights. It's only $18. I didn't know that. And it's so beautiful. It's so green. Can you hear the birds? Man, you might want to come camping here. I mean, now you know. You can just come with a tent and get some firewood, make a fire here, and you've got a nice picnic table. You could pitch your tent right here and just live in the middle of the woods for like a week. Wow, the air is so fresh here and the flowers smell so beautiful and the birds are amazing. Ah, man, this would be a great place to go camping if you're coming to BC. Hey guys, check out this old tunnel I found. Isn't it cool? Right up there it says 1913. Wow, more than 100 years old. Isn't this place cool? Wow, looks like there's a lot of graffiti in here. Somebody vandalized this place. Take a look at this. Bart Simpson smoking some marijuana, probably. Hey guys, check out this cool place I found. Look at that view. Isn't that nice? This place is called Castlegar. Castlegar, BC. Take a look at the view. Wow, and look at that river. Isn't that a beautiful river? Just runs through the valley. I just found a trail here, and there's a fence here, but there's like a gap in the fence. Someone must have cut a hole in the fence so they could get a better view. I mean, if you're trying to take a picture, it sort of sucks to have a fence in the way, right? But if you come out here, you have just an unobstructed view of the whole valley. That is just so beautiful. All right, guys, it's time to take a look at the map and roll the dice. Remember last time, I thought it would be good luck to stand on a rock and roll it? Well, I was wrong. Turned out to be bad luck. today I thought what I should do is head it like a soccer ball in commemoration of the Women's World Cup that's going on. Canada won their first game against Cameroon, 1-0. So I'm going to try to head it and see if that gives me good luck. You ready? Yes! Subscribe! Awesome! Right now I have like 238,000 subscribers, I think. I'm not sure. I haven't checked for a few days. But anyway, we got to subscribe. Thank you so much to all my subscribers. I'm so happy that I have so many subscribers. It really means so much to me. Okay, so let's take a look at the map here. We were in Osoyoos, and now we're going over here pretty close to the Alberta border to a place called Fernie. Fernie, okay, so let's take a sticker and put it on the map. Okay, so Fernie is like, I don't know, it's about right there. Okay, it's in the mountains. It's a very famous skiing place. So when we get there, I'll show you some of the mountains. It's going to be nice. I don't think I've never been there before, so I'm interested to go there. Man, this is such a beautiful country. I love Canada, especially in the summertime. Just take a look at the nice sun. Today is really warm. That's why I'm wearing a t-shirt. Sometimes you see me in my light jacket because it's still cool. Technically, it's not summer yet, right? Summer only starts on June 21st. So it's still spring, so it's a little bit chilly, especially in the mornings and the evenings. But right now, I don't know, it's about 5 or 6 o'clock, so it's really nice and warm right now, and I just enjoyed a nice lunch. And now it's back on the road. All right, it's time to crack open fizzy water and take a break from my driving. I've been driving for about 4 or 5 hours now. It's nice to take a break after driving. Hey guys, check out all this wood. Check out these huge piles of lumber. Look at all that lumber. Lumber means trees, like logs, okay? Look at all of that there. I wonder what they're gonna use that for. Maybe they're gonna make furniture, or maybe it's gonna be turned into paper and get shipped to your country. Welcome to Fernie, BC. Take a look at this beautiful church. Take a look at that nice green mountain right behind the church and that big mountain over there. That big one is called the Three Sisters. Can you see it's got three peaks there, the Three Sisters? And here, looks like we have a town hall or something. Let's go check this place out. You know, Fernie is just it's a sort of a small town with a really nice atmosphere. It's just, it's very quiet, and it doesn't really seem like there's much happening here. I mean, just take a look. This is right downtown, right? This is like the middle of the town, right? And it is quiet. And I mean, if you like quiet places and just peaceful, relaxing places, this would be a great place to live. Now, I'm sure in the winter, you know, it probably picks up a little bit more because, you know, this place, there are a lot of skiing and snowboarding places around here. So I'm sure it gets busier in the winter. But right now, I mean, take a look at this. This is the town hall, right? This is the city. I don't know if you call this a town or a city. I wouldn't call it a city. I mean, there are no people here, right? It seems like a town to me. I'm not sure what the population is. I'll take a look it up when I get home, and I'll post the population right up here so you know. But look, this is the city hall. It's nice, right? Nice flowers, you know, grass, nice Canada flag. Let's see what these signs say here. Miners Walk. Miners Walk. They all say Miners Walk. What does this say? The Face of Joy, a community emerges. Nice. The Face of Change. Aha, this one's the Face of Change. This one's the Face of the Future. Oh, I guess there are a lot of faces here. The Face of Change, Face of the Future, the Face of, what was that one? The Face of Joy. Let's see what this one is. The Face of Death. Ooh, I wasn't expecting that. And let's take a guess. What do you think this one's gonna be? I'm gonna say the face of freedom. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, the face of a ghost. Okay, I would not have guessed that. let's guess what this one is. I'm gonna say the face of the face of death, the face of a ghost. Okay. So let's pick a bad one. Last time I guessed the face of freedom. I'll say the face of failure. The face of failure. Let's see what it says. Ooh, a face is forming. A face is forming. Okay. So I should have stuck with I was right with the F's, right? First I said freedom, and then I said failure, and it's forming. So I was pretty close. What's this one gonna be? I'm gonna say the face of a community. Let's go with that one. Let's see what it says. Oh, this one isn't a face. This one just says the story begins here. Okay, so I'll take pictures of all these signs if you want to read them, and I'll post them in the video. But just take a look at this place. It's really nice. It's peaceful. You know, if you lived here, you would have everything you needed. There are a couple of banks. I think a couple of grocery stores, just some small stores. I don't know. If you're looking for a peaceful place, I mean, you know, last episode we were in Osoyoos. That was just a really nice place. I think that was my favorite place so far. But this one's really nice too. Hey, can you see that thing up there? It's an ultralight. An ultralight is like a homemade airplane. That sort of looks like a parachute. That's an advanced English vocabulary word for you, an ultralight. But anyway, I just wanted to sort of show you what Fernie looks like here. Hope you guys are having a great day. Now I'm going to take you back and show you my Airbnb where I'm staying. It's pretty nice. It's $75 a night. So about the same price as a hotel, but it's much nicer. And the reason I booked that is because it has a nice washing machine, and I wanted to do a few loads of laundry because I haven't done laundry so far on my trip, and I've been, you know, my trip has been about I think about 2 weeks now, so I just wanted to, you know, to be in a place where I could do some laundry in peace and have better internet. You know, my motel in Osoyoos, the internet was really bad. It took about 20 hours to upload my last episode. So the internet here is much better. I can upload videos a lot faster here. So anyway, I'm just gonna be here in Fernie for 2 days, and then we're gonna, well, less than 2 days, a day and a half, and then we're gonna take off through the mountains. Hey, I didn't even notice these giant ants here. Look at these giant ants. Wow, right in front of City Hall. Hey, do you have giant ants in front of the city hall in your city? Well, if you want giant ants, you can come here to Fernie, BC. Look at that, these giant ants are just crawling on these rocks. I have no idea why they would put giant ants in front of city hall. I don't know, maybe it signifies hard work, right? Because ants are hard workers, and maybe the people of Fernie are hard workers, just like the miners, right? Miners, you know, miners are hard workers. They work with the ground, and ants work with the ground. I don't know, I just made that up. Can you hear the crows in the background? There are a lot of crows here in BC. I think there are more crows in BC than in Alberta. All right, I want to show you guys my Airbnb here. Take a look. Okay, so here's the entrance, the entryway, and then here is the, I haven't looked in here yet. What's in here? Oh, look at this. We have a fan, we have some cleaning supplies. Hey, we have a Christmas tree. Wow, take a look at that. I didn't even know there was a Christmas tree in my Airbnb. Isn't that awesome? Merry Christmas in the middle of June. Okay, So here's the Airbnb. Excuse the mess. All my stuff is everywhere. I'm charging my, you know, my cameras and, check it out. I'm charging my drone batteries. Yesterday, I flew my drone for the very first time. The very first time I ever flew a drone in my life. Did I do a good job? You saw the footage already in this video.
Tell me if I did a terrible job at flying a drone. Anyway, so here you can see another battery over here. So that's one thing about the life of a YouTuber that you might not see all the time. Just batteries charging all the time everywhere. Memory cards, you know, it's sometimes a bit hard to manage charging all the batteries. But here's the kitchen. I'm brewing up another batch of homemade kefir. So nice kitchen, nice living room. Right now I'm watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. This is the final game between the Boston Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. It's right, just a commercial break right now. But whoever wins this game wins the Stanley Cup. So this is an exciting time in sports these days. You know, the Women's World Cup is on. Go Canada. The NBA Finals is tomorrow. Toronto Raptors against the Golden State Warriors. Go Toronto. Let's see. Nadal just won his 12th French Open. Wow, that's impressive. So it's an exciting time in sports these days. Hey, check out my bathroom here. Okay, we've got a nice bathtub. Nice shower, you know, shampoo, everything. Hey, there's me. It's always awkward when you see yourself in a mirror. There's the living room, kitchen. Let's go into my bedroom here. So, sorry about the mess. I'm doing laundry. That's the reason why I took this Airbnb, because I hadn't done laundry, you know, for a long time. So I wanted to do all my laundry. So you can see all my laundry here. It's nice bed. And here's the laundry room in here. You can see I'm doing a load of laundry here. 48 minutes left in this load. But it's just sort of nice to be in an Airbnb. This is the first Airbnb I've been in on my trip. It's just a bit different than a hotel. It's a little bit better. Better internet. Hey, check it out. Now they're playing. It's the second period. St. Louis is winning 2-0 in this game. It's in Boston. So this is game 7, the last game. So if Boston doesn't score, their fans are gonna be pretty mad, you know. But I'm actually cheering for St. Louis, so I'll be happy if they win. Anyway, just wanted to show you guys this Airbnb. Hey, I wonder if there's anything in the fridge. There's one thing in the fridge. Chopped garlic. Wow, nice. See if there's anything in the freezer. We got some ice, and that's about it. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great day. I'll see you over in the next episode of Across Canada.